Squad car rolling up. One huge, the size of a house, squad car rolling up on the White House or the Senate. What is the Senate? What does it even happen?
I don't know. They make laws or whatever. It's no, probably not even real.
Where does it happen? Can it happen anywhere?
Isn't it in the White House?
Also, it's a big house.
Yeah, don't they all go there and be like, yo, what's up, Iggs? Want to make fish? I don't know anything, and I don't really want to know. Hey, what's up? Man. Today, I'm going to be talking about clothing. I just need to post this on Subscribestar. By the way, for all you tidbits and all you payers and buyers, there is a new video up. Optical Illusion Episode 5 about Spirited Away. It's lit. It's freaking lit. And I'm kind of going for the crackhead look right now. I got some nice lighting right now. And I'm kind of going for the vampire, Jewish vampire sort of look right now. I gotta go to work. Why you just no go live, you poop pee pee head? Well, you know, the nature's calling. I gotta poop in your face right now. Couldn't be any other time.
Going to work that, in an that hour? That was a problem.
Well, get that bread.
That's a problem. You have Adidas on your arm? Why is that design on your arm? That's retarded.
Exactly.
Why is everything... I've seen so many shirts like these. Shirts.
This is why I have it on, because we're going to talk about this. Post on...
First, it's too thin. That's a problem, too.
Yeah.
If you looked at clothing from before... They had thin things in your articulation, so the pants would be... Even man's pants would be big on your thighs, and then they would thin around your knees, and then from then on it would be a different, you know, section. They would section off parts of your body. That's the whole thing about corsets, which, you know, only insane women do nowadays. But it's sort of the corset migrated into just being a normal part of every piece of woman's clothing, which is that they section off the upper side of the upper body of the torso and then the hips. That's like normal clothing conceptualization, right? That's how it should be. It should separate the parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like you're wearing a onesie. It looks like you're wearing... Every clothing looks like pajamas, onesies... But they're sexualized, or they
sexy
look like
pajamas. Yeah, everything's lingerie.
Or they look like you're a bum, or they make you look like you're a refugee who fashions your clothes. You're wearing serfs clothing. You're wearing, you know, poor 13th century miserable bum. That's how you look.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're gonna beg the royalty for some money.
Surf as an S-E-R-F. But, yeah, so I tried to... There are no, like, regular hoodies with, I don't know, a logo somewhere on the front or something like that. It's all... So... There were hoodies, like, in nice... colors, like not just black, but they had this weird like neck thing, like long neck, as if it was gonna like go over my chin or something like that, like it was a mask or something. So that doesn't work. And then there's these hoodies which have a zip, which is retarded because it f's up the bottom of it, so you can't sit with it zipped up because it's like pokes your freaking penis in half. Like I have it folded up right now so it doesn't destroy my genitals. And then there are, or create like a gut, like it sticks out. Like this, I have a huge penis now. And then I found like perfect ones that are like normal hoodie, no zip, logo front, but they're cropped. So my, like, they're meant to like show your belly, which is the most retarded thing ever. You're wearing warm clothing and you got your whole belly out. So I felt like I was getting trolled the whole time.
It's always one thing. Everything's good except one thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's every it's like a shoe, it's like a rock in your shoe. That's exactly how it feels to go clothes shopping. That's why we gotta make all of you guys' clothing, because we're so much better.
We're so much better at it, yeah.
Everything. And everyone, every like company, you gotta make hoodies,
and then I'm gonna buy them
for real.
I'm gonna buy my own hoodies because I need good ones. They don't exist. I look up, like, you can't find because I don't want just like a plain. There are normal hoodies that are just like plain solid color, but come on now, guys, that's too boring. If you try to find something with stripes, there's no just like thick two color stripes anymore. That doesn't exist. What they do is some freaking crap. It's either, when there are like thick stripes, it's retarded colors. Or the material's wrong, it's too thin. Everything's like really like thin stripes. And it's the ugliest thing ever. Or they have like other random colors in between. Yeah, women's clothing. Women get such a raw deal with clothing. I've always had to shop in, like, the men's section or something. Which doesn't, like actual proper men's section doesn't work because everything would be too big. So it's more like boys' section or something like that. Because you can get something for, like, I don't know, a 12-year-old boy and it fits a 15-year-old girl or something like that. But... yeah, they get a really raw deal. I mean, feminism is always talking about rights and freaking pay gap, and besides the fact that it doesn't exist, even if it did exist, doesn't even matter. What really matters is clothing, and that's real. There's not a single good woman's clothing. It doesn't exist. Try to find something. There's always one thing, like, oh, this is a normal looking shirt. Oh, too bad, it's transparent. Oh, shoot. Or it's a nice color, but the fit is, like, too tight. Or again, it's cropped. It's cropped so your belly's out. Because you're a prostitute. Because you're just a prostitute.
That's underboob. That's all that that is.
Oh, my gosh.
But underboob, listen.
Oh, what's up?
You want that? You really want that?
I need to get out of this. So freaking uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, get out of that. I don't know. Women's, this is the craziest thing. Those things are investments on comprehensions of what, understandings of what women, of how women look good, that become outdated in, I don't know, a year? Less? Y'all age so poorly. Especially as fashion caters to different groups, and now, you know, there's a whole new different type of women.
You know, it's like somebody only close to get you like all. Frick, I'm freaking muted. I'm gonna kill myself.
You're a genius.
Yo, what's up? Anyways, what did I even say? I'm surprised I found a sweater this good. Cause it's nice. It feels good. It's thick. It's actually thick and it's not too like tight fitting. It's kind of baggy. Yo, what's up, freak bastards?
What I want to say is that I am the George Floyd of gaming. Okay? Every cultural institution... I'm the George Floyd of fashion, too. Every cultural institution has been made with the expressed intention of frustrating and infuriating me personally. And I can't go anywhere anymore. This is what I'm trying to say to you guys. This is what I'm gonna have to tell you.
Ah! Sorry.
I'm gonna have to design all my own clothing. I'm gonna have to make all of you guys' clothing, because I bet you guys dress like bums too. Yeah, Sophia's drinking vodka right now. I'm gonna have to create all new lines and brands of clothing so that America can dress up properly.
Yeah, I need to design. I'm a freaking woman, and you've seen my Sims 4 builds. I could probably still make better buildings than are out there in cities today. I design my own clothes, my own freaking car, my own buildings, my own furniture. Just look at that freaking abomination back there. It's such a piece of crap, it's unbelievable. Make my own music. So everyone who was cool has become a literal penis-sucking homo. There's only like Japanese guys from the 80s who have made cool ambient music, and that's about it. But
I'll start with
I want the designs we made. I want the freaking tiny wing as a hoodie.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you about some clothing stuff that I've noticed. I'll begin with the cuffs. Cuffs are too loose. There is no option to they have zippers in pockets, they have zippers in your anus, they have zippers in your head, but they don't have zippers. They never even conceived zippers for cuffs. Because the tightness of cuffs has not been something people have considered or even comprehended as something somebody may want. This is a problem with the whole point of clothing is and how it's cut. It's to be adaptive to your anatomy, but they're not adapting anything to your anatomy because everything is one big piece of cloth with holes in it. Mm-hmm. That's how women's clothing is made nowadays. It's that it's they're all ponchos. They're silk ponchos for, you know, they hang over your shoulder and show your shoulder, and they're way too short and they show your stomach.
Yeah, it's either way too
short and they show your boobs and your nipples, and you're not actually wearing anything anymore. And there's people sucking on your nipples and you don't know why.
Yeah, it's one strip of cloth like horizontally across from like your shoulders to your arms.
Yeah, that makes me want to suck on your nipples. I don't want to think about sucking on your nipples here.
Okay.
But even if you're a man and you have one of those, I'm going to be thinking about your nipples. Because you're hiding your nipples. It makes me think, oh, I wonder what his nipples look like. It's sort of like Kakashi in Naruto. He hides his mouth and nose.
Yeah.
And you start thinking, man, I wonder what his nose and mouth looks like. Mm-hmm. If you're a man and you're wearing something to hide your nipples, I'm thinking, this guy's nipples must be magical. I might want to see those nipples. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you start, your brain suffers tricks, visual tricks. They're optical illusions?
Yeah.
Of all sorts. And clothing is so good at doing this because I know for a fact that naked women can be less appealing to men than women with cleavage or short pants and skirts. That's how that works. That's how crazy that is. And when you... That's the wrong way to go about it, though, because... it doesn't look the clo the piece of clothing does not look good on its own, and it loses its
yeah the value. The design is your boobs. That's the logo. Yeah,
that's the design, and it doesn't build on them though. That's the my whole problem with them is that they don't build on them. Even cleavage is better than that stuff because cleavage at least has sense. It's a V, so it already makes you think of vaginas, and it's showing side boobs. So it's vaginas and boobs all in one. That's my type of clothing. So even that's like smart. That was like what guys in the 70s and 60s and were doing, because they still had some semblance of understanding what even hotness was. Before that, even in the like 18th century, what women would do is that it would be a square. It wouldn't be a V, but it would be a square cleavage. And then later on, it became a V. And now men wear V-necks. Now, why am I looking at men and thinking about vaginas? Men don't have vaginas. They're not supposed to have vaginas. Anywhere on their body, on their chest, or their pubic area. At all. Where you put the vagina on a man doesn't really make the difference, because you're not supposed to have vaginas anywhere. I don't care if you have vaginas in your feet.
Their cars have vaginas too.
I don't want vaginas on my cars either. I don't want to stick my penis in your car. I don't want anybody sticking any penises in any cars.
But with women's clothing, it's either way too baggy, so it's showing your shoulders and your boobs and your freaking whole vagina.
New pants. It's a hole in your
yeah.
Your whole vagina is exposed.
Yeah. So with clothes, it's like in shirts. Yeah, they show your shoulders or they have it cropped, which is because it's meant to be like you're supposed to have a cropped shirt with high waisted pants. So there's like a slit right where your belly button is or whatever. Nice. And so your slit. Butt, yeah, you know, some nice slit, more vaginas. And so your,
show me some slit. I want some slit in this clothing.
Mm-hmm. Some nice slits, yo, swam. But some clothing. And the high-waisted pants are for your butt to be big, and then the cropped shirt is for your stomach to be out, and you know, maybe your boobs. Oh, I'm like so close to seeing her boobs. They're like right there. Oh man,
it's the worst. Cleavage is better than under boob, because this is what happens if a woman has boobs, okay, if she's not a boy. If you know anything about boobs, you know that they, since they're close together, and it gets really hot in there, and they sweat. And the sweat obviously does not go up. It rarely ever goes up, unless she's really sweating. But it's going to be shiny in the underside of her boobs. So on top of it being boobs, it's shiny. So it's literally, you know, fireballs looking at you. What are you going to... That's even too much. That's how crazy that is. It's way too much.
Mm-hmm. And,
I get the, like, high-waisted pants. There is, that could be done well.
Yep.
It's not. It's not done well because they turned... I have a pair of jeans, okay, that has no cut at all. It's a straight. It's all straight all the way down. And they're long pants. And for me, that makes sense because I have balls. But women don't have balls that hang down or occupy space. They have inward space, which is, you know, nothing goes in there unless it's a penis. Or, you know, but... I raped?
Wait, your voice cut out.
Okay, what was the last thing I said?
I just heard you say raped.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind. Just a little cut on my penis. The pants, they have no... Again, with the cuffs, there's no cuffs. There's no cuff options. Like, there used to be in suit shirts and in those weird dresses women used to wear. There was cuffs with buttons. Or, you know, cuffs with the thing in your sweatshirt neck that you can tighten. There used to be stuff like that collar. In cuffs. Yeah, they used to be, you know, sort of, it's frilly in a way that makes it, you know, accentuates the fact that your forearm narrows into your hand and then it explodes into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
there's no in cuffs and pants now. When they have cuffs and pants, you can see this in Nazi clothing. They committed a mistake. The Italians did it better. The British, I think, too. There was a huge thigh space, mm-hmm. and then it tightened where the boot came in.
Yeah.
On the knee.
Yeah, sort of like.
And then the boot, you know, I'm not even gonna get into the boot yet, but the cuff now, it's in your, the tightening begins in your feet, basically. That's the jogger pants, the jogger sweatpants. I have one of those. They're good. Don't get me wrong. They look the samurai joints. But you don't notice that's actually the Nazi thigh thing has gone all the way down. So they double down on Nazi thighs so much that it's become normal again. But it's supposed to be your thighs are, you know, you need space around your thighs as a man because you have balls.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really squeeze your balls or else your kids are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So you have space there, and then, you know, knee down, you don't need that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So because you don't have balls in your knees. So that from your knees downwards, you don't need space anymore. You don't need bags. The bags are for your bag. And that's about it. But jeans like the ones I have, where it's all the way straight, all the way down, that's what a farmer, like a broke farmer, a kulak, would make for himself because he can't afford clothing. But we don't dress like farmers. We're not because that's not even what a farmer would wear because it's way too gay. So it's gay, luxurious, but with none of the luxury aspect of quality clothing. There's no delineation or adaptation to anatomy. It's all one big freaking bag. I'm wearing trash bags for my body. Yeah, your balls go into either leg. They split your balls up. Nice. That's not gonna, you know, nowadays, the people wear, I rarely ever find big, baggy boxers. I usually find tight little ball squeezers.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they squeeze my balls. I used to have nightmares because of it.
Mm.
I used to have sex nightmares because of ball squeezers.
Yeah, your balls are getting squeezed at night.
Yeah, and I woke up in panic and horror. That's how I woke up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I started having I forget what I even dreamt about, but I woke up again, like, shocked, sort of in a nightmare way, last night. In the same way with the frickin' nuclear war dream. I really haven't had nightmares in a while, so I wonder what that is causing that.
Yeah, sure, it's cuffs. It's supposed to be tight around your wrist, and another tightness around your elbow. And another articulation at your shoulder, because those things bend. I always rip my pants apart because they don't. They and that's the most retarded thing about the jogger pants that I have. They're good, but I feel like I'm gonna rip my anus apart
mm-hmm.
at any moment because I've always done the amount of pants that I've ripped apart. I can't even number them. Literally every sweatpant that I've ever had, I've ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I move around a lot and I, you know, I'm running or I'm doing anything with my legs or I'm walking and the middle of my pants rips right below where my balls are. That's a problem, right?
Yeah, they don't really put, they don't make it more loose there, but they should because there's range of motion there.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to be loose, not at my thigh. Like, the thigh bagginess, it's supposed to complement the middle space so that the middle space doesn't rip. But you got Justin Bieber joggers that are tight around the shins, and they have big bags, but the bags are tight. Explain that to me. The bags are tight. The bags are tight. And you can't,
like,
you know, freely move in them.
They're like parkour pants where it, like, drops at your wiener big time.
Yes, but they're not actually loose. That's the lie. They're not actually loose. You know, I wish
honestly, these look
like, move.
Comfortable, but Yeah, okay, here it is. Samurai pants,
they have a good idea, but they misdo it. Yeah, one of these chiggers. Something like that.
They look loose, but they aren't sort of optical illusion. Except yeah. It rapes you.
The thing about samurais, I'll tell you guys a trick. The thing about samurais, they didn't wear shoes either. And guess what? They didn't wear underpants in those samurai pants. They weren't pants. They were actually skirts, and their balls were completely loose under there.
Okay, I'm looking at striped hoodies right now, all right? And when I find a good-looking one, it tells me it's $264 immediately. Thank you.
Or no, thanks.
Ah, awesome. Thanks. Oh, this is cool. Oh, wait, a Supreme. Oh, that's cool. Oh, this is cool, except it's for a freaking baby.
Yeah, they're like very simple designs, like stripes, straight, symmetrical stripes. Add future men's hoodie. That's the first thing that pops up, and it's
exactly.
The trans flag. I'm getting a trans flag.
Mm-hmm. Trans flag. I was about to say trans F word. Oh, this is cool, Lacoste hoodie, except it's freaking $90. Is that, I mean, I feel like clothing prices, like regular clothing, the prices of that got jacked up all of a sudden, and I didn't really, like, are hoodies now $90? Is that normal? I have no way of telling, because I thought that was expensive. Like, shouldn't a hoodie be like $25? Just some freaking fabric.
What is it called? The paint of the high, the what is it called? The thing you use to paint clothing with.
Anus?
Not the tool, the actual paint, the ink.
Find another cool looking one, and it's 410 euros.
This stuff is not supposed to be expensive. It's definitely not expensive.
It feels like it's a monopoly. Like, they monopolized having good designs, and now it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. Look at that.
It's not even complicated.
It's like, oh, this looks normal.
It's like stripes.
I want that. Oh, it's this much.
Symmetric stripes.
This is what I'm looking for, and it's so expensive and so hard to find.
Or, you know, two colors. Only two. Or stripes that have the same size and only
thin and thicker. Yeah, two colors, like... White and brown would be so good. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara Spector.
This is like, it's all like this. It's all like slightly too frequent and too thin. And it's like uncomfortable. And I already know by looking at this that this is way too thin.
Or I'm gonna get a normal
fabric. Oh, this is cool. It's another Supreme thing. $210.
How about just white? Normal, no zipper, just white. I look it up. It's one of those texture things, and it's light gray.
Yeah. It's like specks in it. It looks like vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, it has specks in it. What am I trying? What am I, Fallout? Is it post-apocalyptic? Like, it's supposed to look dirty? I don't want it to look dirty. I already look dirty. It's why I'm shopping for clothes. In the first place.
I'm gonna cover that up, man.
And I'm going to the actual
There's a
mall.
Zip on the hood and on the back. Are you smoking crack? And it's $1,000.
Jesus. I go to the literal mall, okay, to get a Christian Weston Chandler sweatshirt that looks good. And oh man, it looks cool. Oh, it's blue and orange. Yo, that's based.
Yeah.
How much is it? He says, oh, it's $150,000. And you're going to have to call your ex-girlfriend and tell her you love her. That's what the guy who's selling me the shirts. Oh, yeah, and you're going to have to vote for Hillary Clinton, by the way. You're going to have to vote for Hillary Clinton and cut your balls off.
This looks genuinely really good, and it's out of stock.
Oh, you're going to have to do another year at school.
Yeah, you have to go back to high school to buy this one.
You're going to have to go back to high school and live in Indonesia for a year.
I can't tell if the vertical stripes are good. It feels kind of gay.
It looks horizontal. Like a soccer player.
Yeah, it looks like baseball uniform. If I were really desperate, I'd probably be the best option. But
No, vertical stripes are gay.
Out of stuff. And it has a zipper. Why? What use is this? In what situation would this be useful?
Vertical stripes in shirts, they're usually polo shirts, and they're for men who want to look manly, but don't feel
$231.
Confident. It's sort of like,
It's $231.
Beanies are a problem, too. Vertical stripes are sort of a really weird concept instead. Of man. It's sort of like those beards and side shaves in haircut world. Where it's man, but it's not really man. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Vertical stripes are 100% a man thing, but they're man in like side shaves and big beard and twirly mustache kind of man.
Yo, yeah, yeah.
Or it's not really a man. It's a parody of man.
It's for a toddler. Awesome. Awesome, that's helpful. Ah!
Where does a penis go? Your penis is perpetually erect.
We're not even picky. It's a freaking, it's all like, all Supreme stuff. How does that happen? How does that happen that nobody does stripes? That freaking Burberry, and it's a $1,500 for the hoodie. Thank you.
Like the weird color patterns, give me the basics. Give me, you know, black and white stripes. Blue and white, white and brown. Simple stuff like, oh, here's a
like basic
an extra
color theory,
basic
opposite yes. size of the color wheel, colorways.
But like united all in one site and one brand, no can do it all. There's Build-A-Bear. Why don't they build a shirt? Can I get one? Can I get a Build-A-Shirt?
I think on like sites like, I don't know.
But
I don't think you can
work.
Yeah, I think you have to. It's only like you can sell a custom one. You can't like order one for yourself. Like order just one.
And also you'd have to like, it's too. It isn't like a setup Build-A-Bear thing. Like here are the materials. Here are the colors. Pick these and the thing will make it for you. It's not Fallout New Vegas character customization. And I have to code. I have to learn how to code.
Yeah. There are, the silhouettes they give you. They don't let you customize the silhouette. So they always give you, like, a bad one.
Just let me make my own. Tommy Hilfiger?
All I see is Tommy Hatfiger.
Hatfiger. Yes.
Tommy Hilfiger, do they have anything good?
Oh yeah, they have great ones, like this one. Yeah, this looks like the proper underpants for me.
No, that's for women, dude. No freaking way.
How'd I ever know?
Even this on a woman is abominable. This is an abomination. I have her pubes sticking out the side.
That looks like a dink.
Oh jeez, yeah, it looks like
a dink holder. Mm-hmm. Jock strap.
Yeah, your balls hanging out the sides? Balls one on each side?
Out the sides. Yes, exactly how it's supposed to be. Very comfortable, very stylish. Yeah, buy some clothing from Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger. I think Gap does really good hoodies, I think. I couldn't find a good
We really want to go there. We have to. I don't know how long I'll stay there, but we should go to a clothing store. And, like, pick out the ugliest looking retarded clothes.
Yeah, film
and,
in there.
Like, wear them and then, like, rip them apart. Let's start running super fast and rip them apart.
Dude, that'd be a problem. Leg stretches. The worst looking ones, I'd have my boobs out and my butt out and my vagina fully exposed.
And I'll grab one of the parkour pants and stab it in the balls area. Yeah. Where it's not actually your balls area. With a Rambo knife. Oh crap.
It's all I really hate tight clothing. It's really uncomfortable, and it's not even, you know, clothing is meant to conceal. Okay, like yeah, Gap for a basic thing, because they actually have like an embroidered logo on it, which is based. But even they make cropped hoodies. Look at this. This is the worst thing.
The Tommy bomber jacket, the Tommy Hilfiger bomber jacket looks good, but you can rarely ever find it in its normal, proper manner.
Man. Imagine like a grandma wearing this. Her like boobs are gonna be coming out the bottom. But like, yeah, these look decent. So I might get one of these, honestly. There seems to be
like,
nothing better.
That's just brand recognition too much. Like, give me a normal thing. Stripes, random colors. They're not the colors of anything. Trans flag
like, at least it's clean and the hoodie is a normal hoodie silhouette.
Yeah.
Kangaroo pocket, no zips. Yeah, it looks cool, but it's probably it should be a bit it's puffy, but it looks kinda tight. It'd be sort of suffocating.
Yeah, it doesn't look very articulated.
I mean, it feels like it would restrict movement a lot, which is not like you don't want this. Even though it's sort of a winter thing, you don't want it to restrict movement because you're gonna be, for example, if you go like sledding or snowboarding or something. Like clothing should conceal while allowing as much range of motion as possible. And those two goals coincide because you just make it, you just put more space in there, you make it more baggy. I mean, the only thing that's like should be, I mean, even. Maybe, like, yeah, women's underwear is, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, only women's underwear and, like, socks are the only clothing items that should be tight. That's it. There's nothing else. I can't think of anything else that should be tight. This is a real abomination right here. Obomination.
True abomination moment.
I am disgusted. Truly. Oh, gosh. What flag is that? I don't know what that one is.
The suicide by sex flag.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, are you the same chick? No, you're not. You're hot. So you're not the fat one, obviously. Irish and trans. Yeah, nice. Irish and trans. I bet this one sells a lot.
Thanks for the diamond. Check out Uniqlo. I've heard of that before. I don't know. Like, there are only... The only cool stuff I was able to find is on sites like Grailed or Depop or something. And that's for streetwear. And even most of that is freaking gay because they do the, like common theme things, which is like there's like a pattern logo on the arms, and then like a blank front, or gay stuff like that. There are like one or two things that are like, oh, that's cool, but it's not worth the money. It's like a regular striped. It feels annoying because it's a regular striped hoodie that looks decently good and it's gonna cost you $200. It's like, I'm not gonna, not worth it. That's not even well positioned. Make it smaller, Tard. People really don't have a-
My favorite kind of shoes for women. It's ones that have thick latches where the toes stick out.
My favorite ones are where the sole of the shoe is like 2 feet tall.
Oh my, we're magic, I guess, because guess what I just saw?
Both?
In one, baby. Oh!
Oh, mama, that's truly amazing. There are regular like Converse shoes that have that. It's bad. I want like a gum sole. I want like brown sole and like blue shoe. Which only Vans does, but Vans is gay. So I kill myself. But shoes suck as well, really hard. I hate athletic sneakers. They are the same as cars.
Running shoes?
Yeah. Like bug, like dildo, bug dildo.
Yeah, it used to be like the shape of a foot, and now it's the shape of a penis. That it just got, you know, CBT'd.
Penis foot.
Penis foot. Reminds me of Big MT on Fallout New Vegas. Your penis tipped feet. You ever play Big MT?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, the penis tipped feet.
Oh, my gosh. These are the worst underwear I've ever seen for men. It has, like, a penis on it. And even the boxers are, like, tight. I can see, yeah, like...
even the boxers are tight. How much do you want to squeeze my balls?
Oh, man, this is really not good. Hold on.
Scale 1 to 10, how much you want to squeeze my balls
I'm a freaking
right
woman,
now?
And I look at this and I feel pain. I feel pain in my spiritual penis.
And balls.
Oh, my God! Underwear model is the funniest thing ever, dude. Oh, that's sick. It's all, like, black. Like, racially ambiguous people. Like, short shorts for men. That's embarrassing. Freaking embarrassing. None of these are loose. They're all, like, really tight.
My favorite thing horrible is, like, man.
Who would wear these? These look like granny panties.
Knee highs and thigh highs are so good for making, like, because they're trans socks for a reason that they... Oh, my God, it's disgusting. They basically, like, take out the aspect. It's a great joke, because if you look at how they make legs look, they can trick that you don't know what sex the person is until you go all the way up. And then you, so naturally, you go up, and it's, like, you know, balls and penis, and it's a man, and big arms, and they can lift up a truck. That's my favorite. Trans people are the funniest looking people of all
Dude,
time, man.
Categories on clothing shops are the worst, because I search for hoodies and they show me regular sweaters, no hood. That's not a hoodie, that's a sweater.
That's
you
a sweater.
You dumb igger. These are proper hoodies I'm seeing on Half Igger right now.
Problem.
I try to look at them though when they part of my face. Oh wait, I didn't check the pricing. Normally these are $120.
Oh.
Right now, I get it for a deal, though. I can pay $50, which is not that bad, actually. But this looks good, and it's $100. I'm gonna kill myself.
Smelly vaginas is all I can even think about when I look at women's clothing.
I can smell your cheese whiz
fish
from
market
here.
Dude. Woo! Hello,
cheese
ladies.
Cheese whiz and fish.
This blind man, right? He goes into a fish market.
This is a good looking hoodie, but the color is sort of retarded. It's not supposed to be neon. I really don't like. Make it regular like forest green, and I'd pay $20 billion for that. Green like this. This is the only good green. And the only good red is maroon. Changed my mind. Another thing is that if it's not, because they only do like white, gray, and navy. Even regular white's kind of hard to find. If you find white, it's more like gray with the speckles on it. I have no idea why that's such a common thing. But if it's not that, it's some like retarded color, like really like, it's like some neon thing, like really hot pink, like some baby blue. Like, I'm not trying to be a homosexual out here. Give me a regular ocean blue.
Solid color, it's gonna be a retarded color.
Yeah. And it's hard to find pure black either. Pure black or pure white, it's a lot of navy and gray. Oh, I love it. There's not a single white model here. Oh, there's one or two, but everyone's also is Asian and black. Sick.
Very, like, men wearing very tight pants. And then,
Demonia boots?
Button-ups.
Uh-oh.
Very tight pants and button-ups. And their pants are so tight, they don't even make it all the way down to the, you know, the shoe. They don't ever touch the shoe. And then
I've
shoe
seen,
is,
I saw someone
shoe
wearing these at the airport and I wanted to kill themselves and kill them and kill myself.
Kill
the
them. I wanted to kill themselves.
Make it one thing. More efficient. How do you... This feels like high heels on steroids, and that I'd be like tripping every step.
Holy mother of Christ. Oh yeah, that stuff is for goths. Who won?
Goths.
I don't even want... I'm not even...
Casually cutting myself?
I don't even want to think about what they want. That's like a joke. Demonia. They call it demon. Demonia literally means female demon.
Not surprised.
Demonia. That's in my language.
Alright. Uniqlo. If this is bad, I'm gonna kill you.
I like watched Hellraiser recently. That's what demons wear. Spikes and leather.
The sights always look sort of bad, too.
Yeah. Nobody knows how to do web design. I wish, man, we gotta do everything. We gotta do everything?
We gotta do everything. Oh, jeez. Ah, oh, freaking cheese. Hoodie.
Freaking cheese, man. The leather boots. Like, why don't
it's
you just wear boots?
It's freaking zips. It's all zips.
Why isn't it just boots? I've seen boots.
Okay, now they
why
call...
Why isn't it just boots?
The hoodies that don't have a zip are called pullover hoodies now, instead of just hoodies. And the ones with a zip are just called regular hoodies, which is the worst thing ever. Okay, these look decent.
Why is it a bunch of latches and spikes and frillies
and
zippers?
Oh, the brown one looks kind of fire though.
Just, you look like gay BDSM. Footwear fetish.
The song is Diagonals by Stereolab.
Man, clothing, you look into clothing for like 10 minutes and it immediately becomes like sex fetishes. Because that's what it is now.
There's only one normal pullover hoodie here. That's kind of abominable. Abominable? Abominable. Babadi.
I look up female footwear. It has female foot and it's showing me porn. I immediately, the third side is like, footwear fetish. What's going on here, guys? Is clothing, do they make clothing based on sex?
Yeah, obviously. Except they're sort of bad at it because they make it the most obvious thing ever. Which is not really... I like how they call them chinos. Although those are the best pants.
Chinos. Yeah, listen, I get it with like skirts that are above the knees and around the legs.
That feels like prostitution to me.
I get like how like business, what is that called? It's not called business.
It's called the freaking panties. No, what's it called? Pantsuit.
It's not a pantsuit cuz those have like pants, right? Like one of these. Hold up. One of these. Okay, like Melfi skirts. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
from
these?
From Sopranos.
Oh, yeah,
these.
Yeah.
These are the truth. Don't make this
feels
leather.
Sort of, it looks really restricted movement. It feels like I trip over my own butt cheeks.
Yeah, because women don't really run and, you know, squat a lot.
I will be doing that though, because I'm retarded.
Yeah, but like that I get. Why would you make that? Because women don't want to run because they have boobs, so their boobs slap them in the face and it hurts. they don't even. Yeah, I know for a fact that hurts. Women don't like running if they have boobs because it hurts their boobs.
Yeah, that's what sports bras are for. But even those, it still hurts.
Yeah. So like, but if you're gonna wear one of those. Oh, this is already too short and you're old. Hold up. This is like offensive to my eyes already. Hold up, this. Way too much foot, way too much toe.
Ew.
That's pretty disgusting.
That's freaking gross.
I don't, who wants to see toes, brother? Listen. Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul.
Why are your toes out?
If you wanna look good as a woman and you don't wanna dress up like you're in pajamas.
Yeah, blowjob.
Dress like Kim Wexler or Jennifer Melfi. Don't have Jennifer Melfi's hair, though. That looks hideous. But her clothing is pretty good.
Kim Wexler's for an adult pretty, woman. Pretty reasonable.
Adult woman clothing. That's based. There's no more characters like Tony Soprano either in TV shows, are there?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Yeah, okay. Yeah, dress like Jennifer Melfi. Kim? Yeah, Kim Wexler is so good, man. Her clothing is phenomenal. Let me see. Kim Wexler. Yeah, Kim Wexler is the best. That's exactly how women should dress. Forever from now on, as far as I'm concerned. Faint, irritating, incessant buzzer. And I think I heard it three times in my life. The first was within myself.
To stop pretending, to stop performing in ways that people want me to. Getting a plain brown hoodie feels like defeat, but at the same time, I don't think there's anything better.
Yeah. Yeah, Kim Wexler. I'll just say that. Just dress like Kim Wexler. If you're a woman. That's it.
Oh, freaking anus. Wow.
Wow!
I can't believe you have that big of an anus. What?
I think I just reached the conclusion. Dress like Kim Wexler for a woman.
I thought that said autism. Eno pants.
Well, let me go to a Brazilian clothing store and I'll share my screen. And okay. I'll show you what I'm seeing.
Hold on, I gotta take a bathroom break and get some more coffee. Okay. Right quick.
Let me see here. All right. Let me see. What should I go for? Plus size? Yeah, I should go for plus size. Brands. Let's go for brands. Pool trendy. Okay. No, everything. Too long. Looks like a hippie. Oh, crock. Okay. You guys doing all right? I'm always doing all right. What are you guys talking about?
Yo,
you see what I'm seeing? Alright.
I'm back. Hold on. I also got some shorts yesterday. And these are the best shorts I could find. These are the longest ones, too. They have the... They're actually pants. They're Patagonia pants that were, like, $90. And they, like... The pant leg, like, zips off into shorts. And the pockets are tiny. And there's a zipper. So even these, which are pretty... nice and comfortable. I have a lot of problems. The pockets... The retarded thing is because, like... only on, like, men's pants that I ordered on Amazon, the pockets are really... I got some really nice pants on Amazon for really cheap. That are just regular, you know, baggy pants. Regular colors, you know, black, beige, whatever. And the pockets are nice and big. But as phones keep getting bigger, pockets just keep getting tinier. And instead of pockets, you now have like a zip on the side for your stuff. I don't want that. I want to be able to reach in. I want to zip up. Zip it and then zip it back. Like, that's retarded. And you know, yeah, you're not just carrying your phones around. You're carrying your, you know, your keys and your freaking, you know, retainer case or whatever. Some random crap.
That's number one thing my girlfriend complains about. No pocket. No pocket size. No pocket.
I have some really based pants, but I have... And I have some... shorts that are, have big pockets, but they're you know, they're sort of laughable looking. They're made out of like sort of more like clothy fabric. It's like smooth and stretchy. And they, you know, they look like kid stuff rather than proper proper, you know, just pant. The shorts are supposed to be pants that are just cut off.
Yeah.
Not, you know, some freaking crap.
So I'm sharing screen right now.
Oh, and this is furthermore, this is one of the best shirts I have, even though it's it has this, which is sort of annoying. You know, collars and buttons and stuff. But it's the material's really thick. So it's not see-through at all. And the sleeves are not like super short. That's another thing with women's shirts, is that the sleeve cutoff, I have like two like actual women's shirts that I have, and I had to get used to how short the sleeves are, which is a weird thing. And the cut is always weird. It's not like just straight like this. It's sort of comes down like this, but it's short up here, and then at the front it's long. So it's sort of like reverse crop top. Cause what I noticed in the cropped hoodie is that the front part is short so that it shows your stomach, but like the back part comes down to be a proper hoodie.
Oh, I've seen those. Diagonal.
Worst thing ever.
Cut.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at women's clothes.
And this is a Legal Civ hoodie. It's some skate brand. It's not a normal thing at all.
Check this.
You wouldn't be able to find it anywhere, I don't think. It's an obscure thing.
The first thing to notice. A skirt that is like loose and way too long, so it's like hippie skirts, and it has a...
Alright, let me, get your screen on my screen.
Alright.
Okay. This is a Brazilian clothing store right here.
Yeah, trendy. Trendy hippie skirt. I don't have to explain why.
Jeez. Okay, yeah. I hate that. I was looking for... I found, like, two cool dresses on Amazon. Again, why is Amazon an all-arounder... random site not built for clothing has the best clothing, but random like cuts so they can see your knee and maybe your vagina if they're lucky. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm so close to everything is like, I'm so close to seeing her boobs, butt, or vagina right now.
This,
like, leading on,
like,
that is so ugly.
Yeah, that is very ugly, because it's the problem here is that these sleeves will always cover way over your hands, and you're gonna look like a 2007 emo.
Yeah, this is the weird thing about a lot, you know, a lot of the crop stuff has really, really long sleeves. So you're sort of like, you have your sleeve over your hand, like covering your face, sort of leafy move.
Yes. This one
is supposed to be cutesy. That's prostitute. That is GTA prostitute,
yeah,
right there.
Trashy.
Yeah, a lot of it's trashy. It's either trashy or it's
good?
Like cutesy. I would... That's... Honestly, the silhouette is good.
Silhouette
I don't know
good,
about the
yeah.
pattern. But it's probably thick and nice.
Yeah,
good. If the pattern were less, like, vomit, then yeah, that'd be perfect. Alright, yeah, I have a sweater like that. That's based.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, that is an abomination.
Jeans pants, I already know. No pockets at all.
And
way too tight. No articulation.
Yeah.
This one is,
I mean, I used to
nice
wear,
navel. They want to lick your navel when they see that.
Yeah. I used to wear mostly jeans, and very quickly, when you wash them a few times and they get way too tight, and they're, like, pinching your vagina, it's the worst thing ever.
This one, not this one. This one is, I'm a lesbian, but...
Oh, jeez.
Maybe I won't be for you,
Yeah. I'm like bi. I don't know.
I'm like bi. I don't know. Like, okay, this one is Let me see, actually.
There's no model shown wearing it. I mean, it looks good at first.
I don't know how it looks. It looks good like this, but maybe the cut is retarded. Yeah. I don't know. Couldn't tell. Crop top. Nice.
It's sort of,
rape me.
Yeah.
Rape me.
The long arms, short torso is only really built for people like me who actually have like effed up proportions. Super long legs, tiny torso. But like on normal women, it just ends up cropped. And it looks like the cute. I'm like comfy. I like watch Netflix in bed. Like, wanna eat pizza? Oh jeez, that looks horrible.
This looks like anus. This looks like some you'd wear so you could drink some anus juice.
And those are gonna be like making noise. How am I supposed to like be stealthy with these?
And this looks very disgusting and uncomfortable to touch your skin.
It looks itchy.
This one looks good.
Yeah, that looks good. Nice Rorschach trench. Type
beat.
Yeah. Trench coats are generally based.
This is not good. Again.
Yeah, it is. Like yeah, I've seen a lot of
garbage.
And it's probably transparent too.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting a whole lot of thigh licking ideas. Mm.
Is that corduroy?
Maybe.
But corduroy's only based on pants. I used to have red corduroy pants when I was a kid. And nice, only for kids, nice really. Fold. Corduroy pants nice are cool fold. For kids. But
because, like,
oh, is that for your vagina?
Yeah, upside down V, nothing like that. This part is going to lift up sometimes. And it's this has. This
and then works, they get right? a shot inside.
This like lifts up a little bit. And then you think, well, you know, everybody thinks binary. Nobody admits it. If this lifts up a little bit, like, oh, so it can continue lifting? So if you lift all the way, oh my god, it's her butt and boobs and vagina! That's how it works.
Yeah.
Big retard!
Looking like Billie Eilish.
Cow. Big retard. This is a whole type of clothing. Big retard.
If the silhouette were different, that would be cool, maybe. But,
The only person, listen, no tightness around here. No tightness around here. It's a sweater, but there's obviously no tightness around here. There's proper tightness here, but there's no tightness around here. And then there's the V-neck. This is for...
So dumb.
If you have eating disorders, or if you're gay as a man, this is good, maybe?
It's good color.
Yeah, this style of shirt is good.
It's a like proper blouse, I think, like women's shirt.
Yeah, blouse. That's the whole thing about shoulders being articulated. Mm-hmm. Women's clothing used to have like big shoulder things.
Yeah, that looks cool. It looks like those like frills on the hotel bellhop shoulder.
Yes.
Costume.
Oh, base, and it's wine color. I might buy this for my girlfriend.
Yeah, that looks nice.
This one looks redundant and stupid. Why is it?
Why is there a tie? You can tie the jeans.
This one. This is like the this is. Let me see.
Mixed feelings about that.
A little too pajamy.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff would work as pajamas.
Oh my god! Look at it up close. It's
oh jeez. Really yeah. The collars looks like a are sex all. Disease. Yeah, gay sex disease.
Yeah, the only good clothing that ever, you know, ever come close to is, like, Russian babushka cold wear. Yeah. This one, it looks a little
cardigan?
Bit weird.
Hold on. How long? That's not supposed, cardigans are not supposed to be that long. Come on now. You're going to be sitting on it.
Long.
You're going to be sitting on it, like, pulling your back down.
Yeah, this is, isn't this like a robe a naked woman would wear or something?
Yeah. That's almost a robe. Looks like a bathrobe. Anything like tops should be not too short, but also not so long that you're gonna be having to pull it up every time before you sit down. Cause that's just annoying.
Way too, man. That's a problem.
That looks too skinny.
Yeah, they replaced knee articulation with the cutout knees. That's what they replaced it with. Instead of articulating it, they just sliced it. That's the new articulation.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, long one. You can get it in pink. It's not even pink.
It's like peach. Nice.
Nice.
Peach. No green.
Think about. Guess what? cropped. This one. Might
flesh
be
colored.
Cool. Wait a second.
Maybe. He wasn't wearing the freaking prostitute shirt under it.
Yeah. Hey, why are you doing that face, pal?
Yeah. What is that face? Oh yeah, I like jackets like that with the wool.
Yeah, it's good.
Wool collar. That's sick.
Confirmed.
Looks like freaking pilot. I'm actually picking
for my girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
I lied. This is in the stream. This is me. Okay, same thing, but black. This
another retard.
Stupid.
One.
Why would you want?
It's like so a badly done gradient.
Your upper, it looks like a tampon. Your upper body, the upper side of your upper body gets all buffed up, and then you're all thin inside. So people are overestimating the size of your boobs and underestimating the size of your actual waist because you want to lie. You're a little liar, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot salmon, of it looks like lying to me.
This might be, I don't know. Two,
I don't like the balls all over it.
Yeah, it looks like not finished.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with this? What is it with this, huh?
They don't do straight cut at the bottom ever, cause that's too boring, I guess. That looks like a quilt, which could be based, but you did it wrong.
Looks like one of the royalty clothing from Skyrim.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Okay. Why don't you make like sweaters that are straight or something?
We're lying. I think leather is hard to properly pull off. The one on the far right looks kind of weird.
Yeah. Too much craziness. Zippers all over the place too.
Yeah.
This type of like lining, wool, actual wool. Just make it fabric, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Paper bag.
Because wool makes it look loose. Like you're a hairy behemoth or something. Yeah, what's up with that, the top of that jean? Looks like pie crust.
Potty crust.
what is
yeah, too loose, man. Too loose. And it's fake loose, because no articulation here.
Mm-hmm.
And
too short.
Cannot run.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. You cannot run properly with ease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fake. I don't want jeans to be loose. They're supposed to look a certain way. This looks hideous. This looks good.
Yeah,
I think
looks normal.
Might be too big here, but I guess that's a woman's taste. This looks hideous. Oh yeah, silk.
That's suede. Is that freaking suede? Is for shoes, you retard.
It's suede. It's like
it would
nipple zone. Oh.
Oh.
You could straight see nipple there.
Yeah.
She looks like Zendaya's retarded Down syndrome cousin. And she's got her nipples all over the place. They're hard, too. Must be cold.
Hard nipples. Oh, gosh. Okay.
These look like jammies. And they're fake. Oh, my. They're fake. You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to see the top of these, by the way. If you're jammies, you're not supposed to see this
You're not supposed to be the
part.
Ribbed part. That's like a sweatpants thing that's usually covered by your shirt, but she has it tucked in instead.
This is retarded. It looks horrible. And these are jammies, but they have these weird pockets and cuts like you're supposed to wear these outside. And these look tight. They're not tight. Look, they're loose. These clothings make no sense. What is this? Sweater? Crop top. Again, the same thing. Why does everything look horrible? This is too short. Let me see this one. V-neck. This one has buttons. What? So I can unbutton and see your butt and vagina again?
Why are there buttons on the front?
Again, you're just telling me.
Let me unbutton it to see.
If you unbutton it, instant vagina. That's what I like getting marketed. Again, retarded bottom, but otherwise
another suede thing? Frick.
Another suede thing, but let me see this one. Let me see what's wrong with this one, because there's something wrong with it already, and I know it. Zipper zone. Zipper head. She's a zipper head. Because she's got a lot of zippers.
Ah, jeez.
Zipper head zone. Again, with the freaking zippers, man. And the loose, no cuff. It's not real. There are no and look at the. This is getting me mad. Man, this is ugly. Too loose.
Another retarded bottom. Why are they?
Yeah, with the buttons.
That is way too buttons short through. As well. It's like buttons instant through, instant vagina. That's any button you any button you unbutton,
Come
you
on,
are you
man.
Will find vagina.
Hippie. So hippie. It's not even like obstructed, and she's wearing a crop top.
Yeah, it's transparent too.
Oh yes, please get in front of the sun, for Christ's sakes. Is this good? Might be.
Looks decent. Yeah,
I think this is good. Although this might prove to be a little bit of an issue if you're trying to, you know, do something with your arms. This is good, but looks too short. But the shoulders are right, but the lower part might be a little too short. This, I don't know. Maybe if you're a short-legged person, if Sophia wore this, she would be naked.
Yeah, I'd be basically naked.
For a short-legged person, maybe that's possible. No definition. Big. Oh, I dress like a grandma. Like, I totally dress like my grandma. If my grandma okay, lesbian. Was hooked up on sex.
It's only lesbians who do that. Well, it's finally a black woman. That's hot.
Oh, yes. Please. What is it called? The Bagunga Queen? The beauty? What is
newbie? Bagunga Queen. What are you even trying to say?
The Bagunga Queen. She's trans.
Why? There's like a hole right above the thing. Hold on. Look at that.
Oh mama.
Why? You've already stolen. And she has some nice. Oh gosh, that's so ugly, dude.
It's so ugly already.
And it's got like a zigzag in the middle for the seam.
For the vaginal seam.
Mhm. All right. So how long should the vagina? That's gonna be a new. That's gonna be on the measurement chart.
Vaginal seam.
Vaginal seam is 33 inches long.
I can't even know how because the actual thing they're selling is getting really. I'm getting really distracted by this hideous thing.
What are they selling? Is it that dress? It's such a low cut.
It might be.
Look at that.
Super low. That's like nipples right
if
here.
If you
dude.
Have yeah, if you have actual boobs, your boobs will be popping out the front.
Right over here.
Yeah.
They're sweating all over the place. I don't know. Let me see.
It's built for quirky. Girl, flat-chested.
This gets a little maybe this
that looks like childbirth gown. You're about to like
yeah, a little. If you a little go, too Japanese.
If you
taste.
Go horizontal, I'm gonna see your coochie.
Yeah, a little.
Which
too
is which in childbirth, that's kind of the point.
I like these shoulder things, but this is like I'm seeing your belly button.
It looks like gymnast outfit or something. It looks like spandex in the middle. It's weird.
Yeah, rich person's robe. It's like a rich sex king. Rich sex king. This is what it looks like.
Yeah, rich. Rich sex king.
Socialite. Yeah, rich sex king socialite. But, like, you're not a rich sex king socialite. I can even see if you're wearing pants. You might be naked. Yeah, square thing. This looks weird. Could look good, but it's like
maybe
a few inches off of good.
Yeah, if you were like wearing a like a shirt under that top
yeah,
part.
Yeah, that would work.
That would work.
But this is way too wide and oh my god, you're naked.
Oh no.
This is
the V goes halfway down the shirt.
But this is not clothing. This is cloth.
It goes literally halfway down. Yeah. It's cloth. What is that? That cloth.
Yeah, it's too small. Obviously, if you lean back, your whole boob.
Yeah.
This is might be good. Yeah, I think maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I like the this.
Looks alright.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen a this becoming popular again.
Jumpsuit.
Tyler the Creator is that fault for this? But this is what sewer workers wear.
Yeah, that's a
how lazy are
plumber
you?
Thing.
How lazy are you? This is lazy person clothing. Lazy pajamas.
A lot of the stuff would work as pajamas.
Too simple. Yeah, all of it's friggin' pajamas. Nobody dresses like a proper person anymore. What is this?
Really short shorts. All
that looks like a Japanese sleepwear.
Yeah, weird floral pattern.
Can I get? Okay, this is good. Based. Let me see. Cropped. Disgusting. Cloth. There's metal here. If you had access to metal, wouldn't you just make, something else to make the pants work properly? Or leave a space for a belt, you retard?
Oh, jeez. Alright, these are gonna slip over your shoulders so fast. The one in the middle.
These are shoulder slippers. Infamous shoulder slippers. Just let me get close to your...
Yes, slippy. Oh, hey, right there. There's a cut for her butt hole.
This is a big problem, okay? Like on this that. This is not clothing anymore. Now
this is
clothing.
Because it's not functional at all. Why would you have a big coat over, like, a bikini sort of...
It's a parody.
It's...
You're wearing Tim's? Rubber Tim's, so this is hideous. So it's the short you're telling me, because I thought you were telling me a Russian sex slave, because this looks like a Russian sex slave I would buy.
It does look like a Russian sex slave.
It's a butt cut.
Yeah, there's a nice butthole cut.
Oh yeah, let me touch your butthole in it.
Oh jeez.
Is there any place nice? Very nice creases there. Nice, I like the
Oh jeez. Your creases. The folds.
But yeah, isn't it too much? This is a little too naked. Too naked.
Yeah.
You're a little too naked.
Way too naked. That is sex. That is like lingerie, except it's plaid. This is like lingerie for a sex freak.
Buttons, and then it's tight here, but it's plaid.
Imagine wearing this in public. Imagine wearing this to school.
It's buttons, but it's actually loose even with the buttons on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just like hula.
Frills.
A hula dancer. Listen, these people dress like this, because they don't have access to clothing or plaid or anything. That's why they dress like this. But the point is that we don't have to dress like these people, because it's not our culture, and mm-hmm. we have access
have
to
money.
Things. We can make pants that work. Okay? Yeah, this is just
a non-functional belt shirt. Seems to be a trend now.
Yeah, it's like looseness has lost meaning. Tightness has lost meaning. Like, it's all irrelevant. You don't have a choice anymore. This is good. This is selling me a Russian sex slave. I wouldn't be surprised if actually, like, shirt models were covert Russian sex slave salesmen. Like, there's a code. If she puts her hand on her hip, she's actually a Russian sex slave. And if you, buy 10, you get the slave.
Yeah. It's something. A front. It's a front for their sex trafficking business.
That sounds like a great idea, actually. I should do it.
Yeah.
Too short. That was too short. I would wear this if I wanted to get, like, sexed up by my boss.
All of it is too, like, really baggy but too short at the same time.
Yeah, baggy but short and also not loose in the parts where it's supposed to be loose and not mm-hmm. tight when the parts are supposed to be tight.
It's baggy in the wrong places, tight in the wrong places, and short in the wrong places.
Again, this is sleepwear. This is...
What is it with, like, I don't even know what that is. That almost looks like dress. For, like, a kid, but sex slave kid.
John Podesta salesman.
Yeah. Well, this one looks like to be a sex slave as well.
That's a little too much, fella. And I smile at the camera. This is like, this pose that she's doing, the one below my mouse is above.
Yeah.
It's meant to, like, raise the skirt so you see the knee. But mm-hmm. her skirt is already all the way up, so it's almost getting to her vagina at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she were to bring her leg all the way up, it's straight up.
Yeah.
Coochie town.
Yeah, exactly. She can bring all her leg all the way up, and mm-hmm. if she does it, that's panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that outfit would look really good if only she was not wearing a skirt that was like an inch long.
Yeah.
It's a belt.
If the skirt were longer, then yeah, it's good.
Gotta get some worse stuff. Let me see. What should I even look for?
Look for, is this just for women? Place?
I'm in the feminine part.
Okay. Maybe go to the guys buys friggin' anus.
What the hell did you just say?
Go to the men's section.
Men's
section. It's gonna be like 20% less gay. I'm betting on it.
I think it's probably gonna be not gay, but worse because men aren't the ones designing these.
It's gonna be like who gay surfs? Men clothes, nobody like Chippendales.
Why is surfwear a thing when nobody surfs?
Yeah, who surfs?
Okay, sweatshirt.
Abos?
This is tricot. Okay, so this is knitting. Already not good.
Oh, gosh. All right, that looks normal. Same with the other two.
I'm suspicious about... What is this? Straight camel. Kangaroo. Looks... Oh, I'm seeing the fabric, and it seems to be...
Yeah, there's weird stitching. Town.
Yeah, loose town. Gray.
Those are... Gray. The zip-up hoodies just make me think of, like, the one, the one, like, Minecraft playing kid in class.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Made me think of Loser. Yeah,
zippers, zippers.
Losers wear those.
Oh, nice. Some skulls. Yeah, because that...
That looks like a Christmas sweater, except for Satan.
For Satan. And it's tigers. Yeah. This would be really cool if it was 2002 or, you know, 1978 or something. Yeah. And bikers were a thing. Oh, yeah, you look like a cool biker. Except bikers don't exist anymore. Zipper. Would be really good if it wasn't a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
This looks...
Why the shoulders look like straight down? Like pyramid angle?
That's a problem. Why don't you articulate things, man?
There's no models for these.
With roses. Oh, dude. Yeah, no man, no self-respecting man would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Rock never ends. Yeah, rock. That's a thing still. Somehow, in clothing.
Skull and
Who
roses.
Designs these?
Skeleton. Probably women.
Who designs these?
Gotta be women.
Gotta be like an old woman. Rock never ends. Rock never dies. Is this Pisces who made this shirt?
Looks like a U. It doesn't even look like an O. It looks like Ruck. Yeah, and it's not even ordered well.
Yo, who's Ruck?
The C should be at the bottom and the K should be on the right. So that goes full circle. But it goes like a zigzag.
Yeah, Rock. That's an like an S or a Z. Or should be like, I don't know, it makes no sense. Rock.
Either, just go circular. Either counterclockwise or clockwise, doesn't matter. But don't go across. It's not how you read it. Then it makes like ruck.
Stupid. Ruck? Ruckish? Ruckish. Ruckish, because I'm speaking Turkish now.
Nice. Stupid. Captain America. Yeah, it's a good hoodie, London. Except it has a
I love Brazilian clothing because it has these things. It has random... Wait, UK82? Was that a skinhead band? I'm not going to think about that. London. Famous London, UK82. Why is this here? You just really like the city of London? What is the likelihood that you're like a...
A Brazilian like knows about London, yeah.
What is the likelihood? Or, this makes no sense. You just look like a gringo. Oh, this is gringo. Gringo wear. I'm gonna put it on. Has English words in it. Here today, gone tomorrow, living a day at a time. Oh, you're a biker, dude. You're such a cool biker.
Oh, so gay, man. I'd punch anybody
GTA
wearing any of this.
GTA 5 can make parodies of these. That's like, there's a bunch of biker stuff. GTA 5 can make parodies of these. Mm-hmm. Because these are already parodies. They have no joke.
Yeah, okay. There's one good hoodie on the right, and it's pink. There's no gay logo.
I hope to God this is tight. But it's probably not. This is like a Gucci flip-flops. A fleece? Is this zipper? I didn't even see.
Oh, jeez.
Too black. Pretty sure it's a zipper.
Too black.
Is that a zipper? No, it's not a zipper.
No, that looks like a zipper right there. What? Or is that the tag?
Oh, it's a tag.
In the back? Okay.
It's a tag in the back, but this is like hairy. This is fluffy.
Yeah. Fleece, for no reason. I'm not in freaking Antarctica. Fluffy.
Spider-Man.
You Spider-Man.
Okay, zippers.
Isn't that the
off-white floral?
This is what British people... Nazis what? Logo on the Flash.
Yeah,
they had which to was a really
two,
good logo.
Like, ridges.
They yeah, two ridges, which looks horrible.
Logo. Yeah.
The two ridges look bad. You know, there's only one ridge on a lightning bolt. And that's why the UK Nazi flag was so good.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Okay, that's a neat people, sweater, but...
Men who wear these in Brazil, men who wear these anywhere, if they're young men, they're into trap music, and they probably think face tattoos look cool. And side shaves are also pretty neat.
Yeah.
and they're everybody's ex-boyfriend, by the way. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Everyone you meet, this is their ex-boyfriend and what he wears.
Scroll down. The blue, tan, and white sweater.
Blue, tan, this?
The second to the right.
Oh, this. Yeah, this is good. But it's a sweater.
Yeah, it's not a hoodie. Fortunate.
But it has the texture of a hoodie. Why is it this long? It's not tight. Like, I can't tighten this around me. It's going all the way in my penis.
Yeah, my penis. Horrible.
Why is it, like... Why is my sweater touching my penis? I cannot, like, pull my pants down, because then I want to pee all over my sweater.
Did not, like, get rid of that bottom segment. Yeah, that's good. That's a bit of weird red. Or more maroon.
Is it a shirt? What the hell is he doing here?
You're
a shirt.
What is that?
Oh, wait, Spider-Man again. Quarters.
Yeah, pop culture Jimbo shirts Jones. Are the worst.
Oh, they got Jimbo Jones modeling here.
Yeah, nice.
Nice, and I love the hair. This is if you...
Yeah, that's the only kind of man that they can get to model this.
okay, there's a kind of man that wears this, which is like...
Why is it shiny? Why is there one shiny segment?
But this is if you're into comedy and politically incorrect comedy, but you're not willing to be, you know, to walk the walk. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much it. This is what you wear. You wear funny TV. You like to watch like Community with Donald Glover and Rick and Morty. I guess Rick and Morty has become too crazy of a thing on its own, but yeah, Community. It's the same one.
Looks like more like an athletic hoodie because it has a...
This is the I don't know. It's like
a little It has a black string, and the inside is black as well. Not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It makes me think of like Nike hoodies, made out of weird material, nylon.
Oh great! It's freaking.
He seems to wear all the cool Spider-Man hoodies.
They're all Spider-Man.
Spider-Man has a lot of logos.
Yeah. Gay. Mesh. I hate mesh. Mesh can go kill itself.
Yeah. What am I? Chainmail? Minecraft?
Oh, pastel. I love men who wear pastel.
It's so gay. Yes. It's not for men.
I bet your erect penis looks awesome when it's sticking out of those, you know, pastel pants. Mm-hmm. Sticking straight through.
What's even gayer is, yeah, the full, like, sweatsuit and it's all one color.
Fresh. 80s revival, but without balls. It's like a Letterman thing. Yeah, but you know what accompanies that, right? You know why 80s things look so cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an actual Letterman jacket, but it has a weird Letterman colorway. One that doesn't work.
This is not a hoodie. What is this? This is revolting. It's not a hoodie. This is not a hoodie.
It's like this a thick like a shirt.
Your thick shirt. Yeah, it's not even a sweater. this looks this just does not match at all.
That looks like another loser. kind of
your mom
right
picked
there.
This out for you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is gray with what? This is
with
like
purple?
Magenta.
Yeah, not good. That's not how you use purple, idiot.
Oh man, you look like the gayest son of a gun this side of the Nile River.
Shoot, maybe that a Batman one.
You look really good if you're a girl. Are you trans?
Yeah, he's got freckles and pink lips. He looks like a cute girl.
Oh, nice. Girl.
He's got long eyelashes, too.
Oh, it's like Secret Batman.
Yeah, like pops here. Out a bit. That would look just nice over a fat pair of boobs.
Yeah, that would look real nice under a fat over a fat pair of boobs.
Good times. Oh, kill yourself. Dude, why does that guy look like he sucks penis so hard?
Underground. Messing around. Why is that written in you know how retarded that is. It's just words. Those are just words. You look like a bum. You look like a gay bum.
Yes, second
you
meter
look like
for $5.
Like a Italian mobster turned homo turned gay teenager into trap music. like a gay Italian mobster into trap music who's 16.
Yeah. How does that even happen?
Yeah.
That's not...
What the frick? This makes no sense at all. Too long. Why is it so long?
87. Again, with the, like, it's freshman, you know, Letterman, but not actually. Avengers. You cannot even see it. This is so retarded. This is way too loose and gay.
And bad pattern right there.
Yeah, bad.
It all looks like stuff that their moms picked out.
Thick shirt. I'm just a laid-back kind of guy. I would really like to stick my penis in your vagina.
I'm kind of chill. I kind of like smoke weed sometimes.
This is not a Game of Thrones thing. It's just a sweatshirt with a Game of Thrones logo. Did Game of Thrones make this sweatshirt for you?
No.
Marvel. Looks like the zipper in the middle, and it's Mavel now. Mavel. Yeah, good one. Yogurt. No, Hogwarts.
Yeah, yogurt. That'd be good.
I would love that one.
Reminds me of like Japanese clothing with random English words on it.
Yogurt. But it's like truly random. It's not like looking cool. It's like, it just has to look American. It's not
like,
yogurt.
It's not like, you know, chill and have fun. It's like just butt chill sex. And have fun.
Butt sex. Yo. Stranger Things. Oh, Harry Potter. Geez. Again, like, why would you... Jesus, you're freaking from Africa. I know what Brazilian black people look like. You're not one of them. Mm-hmm. You look like you're straight up African.
Mm-hmm.
This is granny clothing. You're a man, though. Are those dreads? You're very sexy.
Hey, there is a surfer, dude.
You look like you should be wearing no shirt and one of those, mm-hmm. like, grass toga,
yeah. Bugs Bunny.
Lonnie Tunes. Bass. Yeah, I love me some Lonnie Tunes.
Oh, man, did they take it down?
Did the Lonnie Tunes end? No. Oh, they got rid of Lonnie Tunes. Come on. It's actually cool. I would totally wear this. Wait, whoa, no, Bugs Bunny doesn't come out here, it's freaking Pig Man.
Forky the Pig? Your ex-girlfriend comes out from there?
Yeah, from the red hole, and says,
from the red hole.
That's all, folks. But it's not Bugs, and Bugs looking sort of gangsta. Why is he looking gangsta for some reason? I don't want Bugs Bunny to be gangsta. Retarded mesh, retarded gay person wearing it.
See, okay, that bottom part, that bottom segment right there, that doesn't work when you're sitting down. And it hardly works when you're standing up. It
rips your penis in half.
Exactly. It, like, it sticks out, so it makes you look like you have a huge boner that's sticking upright.
Yes. Okay, this would look good. But I feel like it's too loose. Again, this is a problem. If I get one of these and I get a number bigger, does it, like, go over my hands? If yes, that's the wrong way to do it.
It needs to be baggy, but not long, for me at least.
The cuffs need to be tight enough so that if I'm an M and I get a G, it's still tight around my cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
This one is good. Might buy it, but I think that's it.
Yeah.
We can go to other stores. I mean, or go to the intimate part of this.
Oh, store. Underwear? Yeah.
Ah, black person.
Black person, white person. Loving it.
Yeah, buff, weird,
like, got a nose piercing. What are you, a cow?
Buff, weird, white guys.
Yeah, Brazil? Porn. Like, I saw one of the models. The white people in Brazil look like they do gay porn.
When they're buff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a black person. The black people don't want to dress like this. Okay.
They don't.
The same black guy. Two pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes. Let's kill ourselves and go all the way.
Yeah.
For boys. What characters?
Personagens.
Shoes.
Oh yeah.
It's Crocs. Honest.
Crocs are.
Minion. I love this.
Oh jeez. You need to get that. That's one of the things that we would get if we were in an actual clothing store and saw that. Yes,
paradise. I hate flip-flops. These are the Satan of Brazilian culture. This is the single worst thing about Brazilian.
Oh, it's like a flip-flop culture. And a croc. It has a back strap on it.
Oh my god. That is this. Oh, this is such as Batman on it. Yeah, I want my feet touching Batman's face.
It's not exactly actually Batman, though. It's a like Funko Pop Batman.
Yeah.
What is it? It's like cultural inception. Cultural necrophiliaception.
Listen, why don't you just have the whole thing? Or just like a thing here. Like, you could just close this back. Why do I have to see your heel?
Yeah, close the back and close the front. Those are the parts you don't want to see of the foot.
Yeah, parts that you don't want to see of the foot. The back and the front.
But instead, they cover up the middle part, which is the non-disgusting part. Which is, like, yeah, look, they put straps all over it. Awesome. To make it look freaking alien dildo.
Or this goes all way too much back in the front, and then here there's nothing.
Your feet would just slip out.
Yeah, heel zone. If I kicked, my feet would be in everybody's mouth.
What's based is, I don't know how to call it, maybe like ballerina type tap dancing shoes, but they cover just the back and the front.
If you're gonna wear a boot, this is too small for this. This is for squeezing penises beneath. Because really thick sole, rubber here, but it's like a delicate female foot.
Mm-hmm.
No, a boot is not this. A boot has like a aggressive, retarded destruction mode here. This is not it. This has a really thick, destructive sole for, you know, stepping on penis and balls.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's a delicate female foot. This is barely a shoe. This too.
Yeah.
Again, way too much back, no heel. Disgusting. A lot of... Again, why is this... Everything's backwards. Too much heel. A woman want to look tall. Too loose. Again, oh, yeah. Stuff that's... Like, it's a latch, but it's not tight.
Okay, that's... If you're gonna go for that, you have to do the full, like, shoe. Cause that's sort of a cowboy boot type thing. You don't just crop it right at the ankle.
Let me see some more shoes. Tennis shoes for girls.
Let me put the chat over here so I can see what y'all are saying while we have an abortion together.
Little girls. Tennis. Comfort. Platform shoes. Boot. Okay, for men, the retarded gay slippers, and then a rape.
Tennis. Tennis. Is it like penis, but tennis?
Yes. Yes.
How are you supposed to say that?
Oh my god, these all look at
Jeez
this
Louise.
Shit. Does this look
the
like a foot?
The sole is ribbed as if it's like a freaking alien condom or something.
Oh it's my so god, this does not look like a shoe at all.
Oh jeez.
Or a foot.
Yeah, I gotta say
smooth.
Basically smooth. No, the only good shoes are like built for skateboarding type shoes.
There we go.
But running shoes and sneakers, even the shoes that Kanye makes are retarded.
Another penis stepper here.
Oh, look at Balenciagas. I hate the Balenciagas are the worst thing ever. That right there. That's like this? A Balenciaga ripoff right there. Just look them up on your browser.
Hold up. Okay, Balenciagas.
Everyone's doing this now. Same with Yeezys and stuff. Look at that. Look at that freaking abomination. Right
that
there.
Abomination right
that
there.
That abomination. It's not even... It's the worst colors, too.
Yeah.
It's like multiple layers of weird zigzags and bad colors. Even Tyler made shoes like this. Because this is a thing now. It's freaking cars. Everything is you know, bug vagina.
Bug vag.
And it's $800. Imagine. I could buy another VR headset for $800. Why would I spend it on this?
Hold up.
But yeah, Golf LaFleur made shoes with this silhouette as well, and they look horrible. No, like, I could make a better color scheme for these. Like, okay, that one that's just straight up blue is a lot less bad. The one on the bottom. Is your browser farting?
No, I'm all tabbing for a second.
Oh, okay. Look at that at the bottom. That straight up blue looks a lot less bad. Yeah, there are three layers, and I'm not exactly sure where, like, when your foot ends, and how much
unending
of it is,
foot.
Yeah, unending foot.
This looks like it's gonna make you fall backwards.
Jeez, yeah, the center of mass is all left up.
All left up.
Conforto? Is that supposed to be comfortable?
Yeah, comfort.
It makes me think of... is C-U-M a swear word?
C-U-M? I don't think so. It's literally C-O-M-E. But misspelled. That's what it is.
Well, in any case, conforto makes me think of comfort. That's what I see.
What is this, bruh?
Dude! Is there a model for that? I want to see someone with those on.
Can I have some feet pics?
Can I get some feet pics? Oh, they probably didn't because people were J and O to them because it's so hot.
This looks horrible. It's like
I know Gavin knows a lot about women's shoes. You probably talked to him about this crap.
This one, this is a type of shoe. What's her name? Lucy Liu in elementary wore a lot of these.
Yeah. Maybe think like businesswoman, but doesn't have a family and is depressed.
This looks retarded.
That must be for like golf. There's like random beads on it. Random balls all over it. Beads on it. It's like calling this them beads is a bit too complimentary.
Okay, this one has balls. The back and a strap. I don't think the strap is necessary.
What does the strap even do?
Nothing really.
It's meant to like go around your penis?
Whoa, look. Listen, if you're gonna do a heel, do a heel. This is retarded.
It's supposed to be thin.
This makes me want to freaking defecate in your shower, dude.
Yeah.
This is not really what it's supposed to be, but at least workable.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a side thing here, but whatever.
Yeah, there's a side, like, abortion, like, rash on it, on there. Rash texture.
Rash on my feet. Mm-hmm. I like thinking about rash and look at feet. This is weird.
Expensive retarded. These are actually pretty cheap because it's in reals.
Yeah.
Like, divide all these prices by 5. That's the real price. But, they look retarded nonetheless. I mean, who gets hired to design these? How many fashion designers are there, really? Jeez, those soles.
The straps, man. With the straps.
That, with the strap. Got a strap on.
Got a strap on. Got a strap on. This is insulting if you're gonna wear, I don't know. If you're gonna wear heels, and please do, but this is insulting. You look like a Chinese slave.
Yeah, foot binding torture.
Oh my god.
To make the feet smaller.
That is so terrifying. This looks like a penis.
Looks like a freaking turd. Like the end just came on my butthole.
Turd feet. This is comes close to looking good because it's like, but with the toe here, there's a toe. You gotta imagine a big red toe sticking out of here.
Like, heterosexual men would never create any of these.
Yeah, zippers. Again, with the zippers, if you're gonna go for boots, go with latches. Not too aggressively, but latches, yes. Don't do zippers. Zippers look insulting. This is not even real. This is fake.
Yeah, zipper.
Fake
I mean, name one instance in which zippers should be used in clothing. The back of a dress? That's about it. And that's hidden, because zippers look bad. Hidden behind your hair. Because it's meant to be functional, not a fashion thing.
Like, some of the stuff, they don't really get consistent about, like, how subtle things should be. You're, like, that delicate foot and then destructo balls down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then destructo
balls.
This is stabbing your balls.
It looks like a delicate sock and then ball destruction weapons.
Yeah.
Attached to it.
These look hideous. I hate these. Yeah, look.
What kind of shoes did your girlfriend wear?
Straps.
Just regular sneakers?
Chucks.
Yeah. Very,
like, most of the time.
I feel like that's the only thing left.
She has one boot.
I think, and it's a boot, and it's like one of those. It's like Doc Martens. Let me look it up.
Except Doc Martens have been appropriated by homosexuals.
First it was a work boot, and then it was lesbians. But I think it's a proper normal Doc Marten. So it's like a Tim but black.
Yeah.
Like a normal.
Yeah, one. Tims are good.
Tims are good, despite what you may hear.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sex demon right here.
Oh, jeez. I see all these and I think, this girl is mentally ill homosexual that wants to rape me in my dream.
This is a 30-year-old that's going to try to, cheat on her husband with you. This is, like, cowboy sex.
All of these look like 16-year-old bisexual girl in high school.
This looks like a joke to me. Delicate foot, penis stabber, ball destructo.
Mm-hmm. Destructo balls.
This looks like a normal boot, but the soling is a little too thick.
Yeah, that would look like a good boot if the soling wasn't so freaking gay and retarded. That's a good this color too.
Oh man, this is like if the soling. The only weird thing I find about this is this weird like rubber soling.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
But that red one, that's a really good color.
Yeah, wine is always good. Burgundy.
Yeah, burgundy is the exact one. That's burgundy.
These two are good.
Mm-hmm. Except for the freaking...
Except for the weird soling.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. This is Bauhaus for shoes. Yeah.
The front part extends and halfway into the toe part. That's not... It's supposed to end way sooner.
Yeah. Zippers. Same one. Oh, this might be good. Again, with the... Oh, no, it's right here. Right here.
Yep.
Same weird rubber soling for squeezing balls.
That's probably
this is a normal boot.
Best one so far.
Yeah, this I could wear
all around.
As a man.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the very small foot area.
I feel like getting me some Tims now. Yeah.
Again, small foot and ball crusher.
Yeah.
Small foot ball crusher.
I mean, who has a foot that thick? Look at that. Like.
Yeah, man.
What?
How
the
thick
front
is your
part
foot,
is just
bruh?
Gonna be empty. Completely. And your foot is gonna be abrading against it.
Okay, I think this is a normal boot you could wear.
Yeah.
This one too.
Yeah. Looks sort of like a high top.
A little too long. Yeah, this is good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, this is good, Ashley. This is work.
Mm hmm. If that one right there on the right was a different color scheme, that could work as well.
Yeah.
Because the bottom is now retarded.
Too thick of a heel.
That were like brown.
And it's like leaning. A thick heel can work.
That would work if it weren't thick. That's thick.
But it's like leaning, dude. It's leaning.
It's all Bauhaus. It's all so gay.
Ball crusher again.
Mm-hmm. Is that like heavy? Is it hard to walk?
It
looks kind of heavy, kind of dense. Ugh.
Just nondescript and ugly, most of these.
Yeah. I mean, the best it gets is neutral. 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But most of it is 3 out of 10, which is like, this is kind of makes me fart when I look at it.
Kind of makes me fart.
Yeah. It's like, it gives me. Gas, not full-blown diarrhea, just like uncomfortable gas.
Gives me a little bit of gas. Yeah, all these sort of look
gas, weird, gassy, flatulent.
A little gassy.
Okay, there we go. Brown sole on a regular sneaker. I don't know if you saw the maroon and brown. That's a good color scheme. But
running shoes were all the same. Is there a better, like, give me a clothing store so we can go rape it.
Yeah, guys, what's a good clothing store? And we will check it out. I mean, this is the reason I used to get all my stuff from Golf Wing, but now golf sucks.
Zoomies. Ah, let's go for girls.
Jeez, this UI is boys? So crowded and gay. And
well, I don't know where I live.
This looks horrible.
Ugly, very. Yeah, this is like.
The fonts are like
stuff that I've talked about.
The fonts look like you just chose out Arial, but you put a ugly drop shadow on it. On the shop men's, shop women's. And it's not even a proper button. It has an outline. Rather than being pure white. That's not good.
One of the first things that I noticed that I hated when I was a kid was this. And this is a big problem with technology and everything. And you might not have noticed that you hate this. But with Windows XP, there's a button that is like green for the startup. And it like basically gets pressed when you click it. And it's instant. You click it and it's pressed. Mm-hmm. And then a thing opens.
Okay, that this champion hoodie right there is good. I'd wear that, definitely. Where? The with the little C logo in the corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'd wear that. Let me see. Shop lounge. Oh, nice. Uh-oh. Naked ladies.
Always some nice naked ladies. Why don't they have plus size naked ladies? That's kind of discriminatory.
By the way, it's something really weird. What happens?
There's no straps on that. It's going to fall down.
Look at this.
Uh-oh.
You see how the leg ends here, and then there's this weird zone. This is nasty.
That's bad because the strap, the black part doesn't extend all the way. It ends.
I can see a little right darkness there. Here.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like
can see
Cash.
Your freaking pubes.
I can see the darkness here, like normal skin, and then vagina skin begins right on here.
It's got like
I can see a little bit of vagina skin, and I don't like it. It looks like it has the worst texture of all time.
Your opinion on getting clothes secondhand, I feel the quality on older stuff is better off. Yeah, I had a lot of, I bought a lot of stuff resale when I used to wear golf, and it always fit way better than new stuff. Always. Even buying it online, the fit was always good. None of that is, I hate ripped jeans.
Really stupid.
All of them are wearing crop tops so you can see their bellies. None of them are wearing proper shirts. Unless they're completely naked, their boobs are out, you just can't see them.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That makes you think about that. Boobs immediately. Yeah, overalls are another thing that are work clothes that look cool that have been appropriated by lesbians so they're not cool anymore.
Can't wear one of these anymore. Unless you're wearing a straight up long sleeve and you're about to work.
If you have overalls with long sleeves and a proper jacket over it and you look like a worker, that's when it's cool.
Yeah, that looks cool.
But she's wearing a literal transparent toga under it.
You look like you.
Look at that. It's like mesh. That's another thing. There's like mesh sports shirts that you can see girls' bras under because the sleeve is so loose that when they lift their arm up, you can see their bras. I've witnessed that multiple times. It's great. And it's hot.
Disgusting, dude. All right. I believe I'm done.
Okay.
Let me see what people are posting. Obama Nation. Most of the girls in my school enjoy stuff from Doll Skill. Let me see Doll Skill.
Doll Skill? The F? Oh, what was the, Brandy Melville. I think that's the one. Guys, you're just gonna love this site. Hold on. You're gonna love all the models.
It's Dolls Kill. It's not Doll Skill. Dolls Kill. Oh my god, it's a mixed girl with her sex out. Oh no.
Her sex out. But none of these models wear bras so you can see all their nipples and stuff.
Why are they called cancer? And this girl never looks happy.
Like small boobed girls only. So
horoscopes
hot.
Horoscopes cancer. Cool. Unleash cancer? Your inner pride. You're ready for whatever in all my new graphics mini dresses. You're blank. Shut up. Okay, you're half naked and half tattoos, and you're looking about to have some crazy.
This is,
sex.
You know, girls that dress like this are probably the most sane women. Oh, look at that. I can straight up see your nipples. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, I can see them nipples.
Nipple town.
Those the frills and stuff, they look like some 1800s doll, but all raped and destroyed. That's how they feel, probably.
Oh, this is so short that it straight up looks like. Can't even describe how And she's wearing the penis crusher boots. It's so short and it has a little slit right there. So close to the vagina.
So short with a little slit. Just how I like my women.
Oh gosh!
Nice. Doll's Kill. This is most definitely the freaking Russian
sex. Alright, I'll have to check out Doll's Kill, but I just want to show you guys this. Oh, that's nice.
What? Wait.
V-neck for the little boobies.
What? Oh my god. Oh no, I just noticed, dude. What? I just noticed.
You're sharing your screen right now?
Oh, mom. I'm just gonna send you a print. Look at her hands and fingers. She got Jimbo Jones.
Yo, dude, that's not okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Doesn't matter how good you look. I don't want those girls in my face. That's so horrible. Fix your hands.
Get an extra chromosome already. Jeez.
Become a ghoul.
It's boobs.
That's your only hope. Become a ghoul.
It looks like... Is her arm like backwards? Her elbow's on the wrong side. Yo. That's not okay, dude. And her vagina's right there. Like, right there. This is mentally ill black woman. I don't like this type of black woman at all. Oh, freaking anus. But thanks to whoever recommended Uniqlo, because I found one normal hoodie there. And I will be getting it. Okay, Doll's Kill. Already the name makes me...
Doll's Kill. I think I gotta go in 8 minutes.
Okay, this is one of the most... I'm really SMHing right now. Because I look at this and I think, oh, this is like one of those dreams where I get raped by a woman. That's exactly what I think of when I look at this. You know, the once monthly, you know, Satan dream. Oh, it's gay Asian men. This is the worst. They have dyed hair. Yo! Check out the stream. Oh, no. This is so bad. Sucking on some lip. Dude! Your boobs are right there. This is the worst clothing store I've ever seen. I don't even know where to start with this. I think my brain just shut down. Okay, hold on. No freaking way. Who said that their girls at their school wear this? Because this is, what? There's like a... hole in the side of her. I can't even put my camera anywhere because then I'd be blocking some of this glory. And it's so ugly. Okay, dolls? Was this their prostitutes? The strippers on their catalog?
This is my rifle. There are many others like.
Yeah, they all have stripper names. What's this supposed to be?
Stripper. It's supposed to be like sexually damaged.
To be in a doll is to be in complete control, dictating yourself on your own terms. Pick and choose the elements from each of the dolls that strike you the most within this moment, within this
Coco.
Outfit.
Willow.
Maybe one doll and maybe all six.
Candy.
Dude.
Yeah, Candy's
this
a,
is straight
a
up sex trafficking.
Yes. Candy is the pedophile choice right there.
Yeah. Tekashi 69's girlfriend.
And Mia. Yeah, every one of these look like sexual abuse victims.
Oh,
Coco,
no.
Became a prostitute. Willow does drugs to deal with it. Candy is still a child. Mercy's a goth. Darby feels broken, and Mia feels nothing.
It is... Okay, is this a man?
That's a man? Which one?
Okay, is this a sex store, guys? This is the worst thing ever. Okay. Check it. There's
not normal clothing.
Boobs here.
Ooey gooey. Oh, this is a fat person.
This is the worst thing ever. This is like... I can't even begin to address the mental illness here. Oh, she's nice and big. Big one. She's a big one.
Nice and big. Big
nice
one.
Nice and big.
Yeah, Darby. Oh, nice. Oh my god. Every single one of them.
Oh, pasties. Yeah, pasties. That's great.
To sex abuse.
Dude!
Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna have to stop looking at this because this is friggin' like basically porn. This is so disgusting.
Hell. It looks like horrible.
I've never seen something this hellish. Who knew about this? The logo at the bottom is like a naked baby.
Oh man, look at that fat. Look at this fat one.
Hold on.
I saw those pants and I went.
Oh, she's got. I mean, why are pasties. Makes me think of tassels. Like, literal. Yeah, this looks like back pages, man. Except it's literally.
Oh,
hell.
This a man. Okay, Darby is a man. Looks what? Like a man. Darby looks like a man.
Oh, okay. It kind of looks like a trans. All right, like, who knew about this? Which one of you?
Teddy.
Most of the girls in my school. Oh, it's Tashlin. Enjoy stuff from Dolls Kill.
You're in Africa, aren't you?
You're in South Africa. How do they know about this? And aren't you like you're in ninth grade?
Look at that's one of the backpacks you're selling.
Is this the future of fashion?
It looks
like hell. Dude, it literally is a vagina and a butthole. Crotchless.
What?
Crotchless tights.
Oh, phenomenal.
You gotta be kidding me. It's like buttless chaps and crotchless tights.
That's so horrible.
So bad. Is this? Yeah, this does look like a man. It looks like she has pecs. Dude, this is the most disturbing thing ever. Oh gosh. Mia. Oh man. I'm selling this. This is so freaking gross, dude. I think I get it from Instagram and TikTok. I have never seen anything this bad.
Yeah, it's all like sexually
defined.
Oh
my, that's not an outfit.
If they're sexy and they're also damaged, what does that mean? Sexually damaged. It's all there.
Rape. They're ready for you to rape them.
What's the last
Please
one?
Please rape me.
Mercy?
Yeah, Mia? Mercy. Mercy.
Yeah, Mercy's the goth rape one.
Please rape me. I want to get raped. Then I can tell all my friends about it. Oh my gosh, he raped me. He like raped me.
Yeah, the black and white, and they're so pale. That's the that's the covert white supremacy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they're incredibly pale, and they wear black clothes to contrast how pale they are.
Oh yeah, Demonio is one of the brands. This is never seen anything this bad. I'm serious.
Yeah, this is the worst.
Who? I can only. This is like worse than your. This is worse than your ex-girlfriend. This is like.
Oh yeah.
This is top tier mental illness.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is the worst. This is about to. This is about to go wrong big time. If you ever meet any of these chicks in real life,
if you ever meet anybody that wears this kind of thing IRL, run away as fast as you can. Well, I think that's already gonna be your instinctual response when you see this. I don't need to tell you. You're already gonna be running. Yeah, this is what we gave up Nazi Germany for, guys. Are you happy?
I gotta go at 6.
Alright. Break.
Have yourself a good night, if that's possible.
At this point, but I'm not so posted. Sure.
Yeah, well. Alright, see ya.
Alright, guys! What was our outro again? Oh, right. Ow, my penis. Ow, my freaking penis!